And it is Contact. Start your developer beanie spinning with Microsoft Virtual Academy, pouring knowledge into your head. It is time to start winning prizes. That's what we'll talk about on this episode of Dev Radio. Hi, and welcome to the next episode of Microsoft Dev Radio. I'm Jerry, and we're here to talk about Microsoft Virtual Academy in February. I'm here with Matt and Christopher. We've had them on before. Guys, thanks for coming back to the show.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Just in case developers may have missed out what we added to the catalog last month, January 2016, give us just a rundown of what they can go back and look forward to.
The big news was the Ember course. Why don't you tell us about that one, Christopher?
Sure. So Ember, just as a real quick overview of the technology, is an MVVM framework, which is a model view, view model, which these days is sort of like code word for doing automatic data binding and updates and things like that in JavaScript. But what makes Ember very unique is it has this really neat little command line interface that can automatically generate a bunch of code for you. It really provides a nice clean separation of concern. So I've got my JavaScript over here. I've got my UI over here. I get reused through components. It's a really neat framework. And so it was Adam Tulliper and I. We spent the entire day going through Ember and wound up with what I think is a really nice little course. Nice, tight, concise modules, really getting down to the point, which is something that a lot of people have been requesting. We edited out all of our mistakes, well, except maybe one or two, and I'm really happy with how it all came out. I think a lot of people will find it very interesting.
Editing out every single mistake is a little too robotic, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
You got to give some hope to developers that everybody makes mistakes. Adam's a great guy, isn't he? What a good presenter.
Yeah, he really is. I love working with Adam. He's definitely one of my favorites. Definitely.
All right, so we can go back. We can check out the Ember stuff, and there's tons of JavaScript courses for us to look at as well. Not just Ember, but there's Django and all the beginner courses as well. So anybody who's wanting to dabble in JavaScript, they can jump into Microsoft Virtual Academy and – honestly, some of the experts can learn some things as well. So it's a pretty cool setup.
Yeah.
Now that was in January, and yep. You also did your super Q&A thing, didn't you?
Yeah, we did, and that was really successful. We had Adam back in on Wednesday morning. The two of us spent 3 hours. We went over all the basic topics again, answered a lot of questions, had a lot of fun. We also introduced kind of a new little break model where we have a black and white camera that's off to the side, so you can actually see us as we're doing our preparation and everything like that between modules.
Picking your nose.
Yeah. Exactly.
Boy, that's fantastic.
But if you actually want to go back and see the Q&A, because I know a lot of people do like to watch that, all of that's up on our YouTube channel, and Matt can give you a little bit of information about where all that is.
Cool. All right, so you want to talk to us about the YouTube channel, Matt?
Sure. Easiest way to find the YouTube channel, the way I always navigate there, is it's actually linked from the bottom of Microsoft Virtual Academy. There's a link down on the bottom to YouTube, and if you search MVA on YouTube, hopefully you'll find it too. We usually put a few modules up there from the popular courses, but we also put fun stuff up there too, like the live stuff that we won't put on MVA, outtakes
nice.
And things like that, and
blooper reels, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Actually, the promo that Christopher and Adam did for Ember is up on YouTube. That's worth checking out with the handlebar mustaches.
Yes, and stay till the end. There's a surprise at the end.
Do you have the prop with you? Can you show us?
Yeah, as a matter of fact.
It's like a Marvel movie. Don't miss the last. Ooh, very nice. Wow, you seem so mature all of a sudden.
Yes.
Sophisticated.
In a creepy way.
Nice. I guess nice. I don't know. I'll just say nice. All right.
Yeah,
so that's January.
That.
We had a lot of good JavaScript content coming in. Now we're turning into February. Talk to me about next month.
February is Know It, Prove It month on Microsoft Virtual Academy. February is the month where you should set aside an hour a day to learn something big. We've got 5 challenges for developers that you can choose from, each of them about 29 hours of video. So if you want to dedicate yourself to, you know, improving your skills, improving your career, February is the month to do it. I'm going to go ahead and run through what they are.
Yeah, definitely.
Cool. So first one, Universal App Platform. It's the keystone of that one is Developer's Guide to Windows 10. There's some XAML in there as well, and as well as a five-hour course on app development with Cortana and the Speech SDK.
So we've used the term universal a lot in the past. So to be clear, this is Windows 10 development, building mobile apps that run on different devices.
Exactly.
Just rolling with that because I love it.
Because that's what makes Windows 10 fun.
Yeah.
Well, actually, games make Windows 10 fun too, and we've got game development is another one of the challenges.
Okay.
And it's actually there's some pretty good stuff in there. Pretty good. building Windows 10 games with Unity 5.
Yeah.
Is a cornerstone of that one. My favorite one in there is actually Azure Backend for Gaming. So once you write that massive multiplayer online game, you don't want to invest your own money in spinning up a bunch of servers to see if it's a hit or not. Use Azure. They'll be ready for you, whether it's a hit or it'll keep your costs down if you don't have everyone show up either. So.
Well, and now there's Visual Studio Developer Essentials. You get a handful of credits in Azure for free every month just for using Visual Studio.
Oh, do you really? I didn't know that.
Oh my gosh, it's unbelievable. I mean, yeah, you get all kinds of stuff. You get discounted stuff. You get free courses from Pluralsight. I mean, it's crazy what you get.
Oh, yes, yeah. Yes. That, I didn't realize you got Azure credits in that, too. Sign up for that. Yeah.
I know.
Pluralsight stuff's good, too. If you like online learning, man, there's good stuff there.
With Visual Studio Dev Essentials, every course at Microsoft Virtual Academy is free.
Yes.
Every single one of them, except for the XAML courses. They make your check out to Jerry Nixon. All right, so let's see. We talked about Windows 10. We talked about games. Any JavaScript action?
Oh, we've got a whole challenge for web development. You want to talk to that one, Christopher? Do you want me to read off the courses for you?
Yeah, read off the courses real quick. I'm a little flat-footed here. I know I was involved in the courses, but I don't remember which courses are in the list.
Oh, there's a lot of Christopher Harrison in here. Intro to ASP.NET 5.
Okay.
Adding style with CSS. That's an old one.
Yep.
Building responsive UI with Bootstrap.
Mm-hmm.
Intro to jQuery. Dynamic web pages with Knockout. That's
oh,
been a
yeah.
popular. And Microsoft Azure Fundamentals websites. I think that one is Bob Tabor.
Yes. Yeah. So real quick, all the stuff that I'm doing in there, or kind of the three main courses in there, which was the CSS, the Bootstrap, and the Knockout, all of those are designed for the front end. And what's great about that is that regardless of what back end technology it is that you're going to be using, be it Django, be it MVC, be it Node, be it PHP, the front end is still going to be the same. It's always going to be the browser. It's always going to be HTML, CSS, and JavaScript. So even if you're maybe already familiar with one of the back-end technologies, I think there's still quite a bit that you could pick up on the front end by going through this. That I know everybody could definitely spend a little bit more time getting to know CSS. We do a lot of really cool stuff with Bootstrap and helping get everybody up to speed with that. And Knockout is just a cool framework that it's yet another MVVM framework. But what's neat about Knockout is that it's just about the data binding, and it doesn't have necessarily as high of a learning curve as some of the other frameworks do. So definitely, I think a lot of fun to be in there. And you'll also notice if you watch all of that I just use the exact same four jokes over and over and over again.
Your mom's laughing every time, though. That's
absolutely
great.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yep. Every time. I'm a developer. I'm coming in. What should I expect? What is Know It, Prove It? All right, I'm going to give you an hour. Let's say it's my lunch break every day.
Yeah.
What am I doing? I'm coming to MicrosoftVirtualAcademy.com and give me my experience.
Well, you actually sign up at knowitproveit.com.
Oh, knowitproveit.com.
You sign up for the challenge. There is we've got forums because the whole community kind of comes together to support each other because the goal is to actually complete something. What we found is this works well for people who are they're real self-motivated, but they need some encouragement, some help. It's easier, more fun if you're doing it with a bunch of people. And
am I taking an exam or am I building some sort of product?
You're taking a series of self-assessments as you go through the courses, and you're kind of like your meter fills up as you go through, and you're actually earning points and badges as you go along.
Okay.
So we'll be earning Tech Rewards points this time around.
Yeah, that's right.
This is our first experiment with really kind of integrating your MVA experience with the Microsoft Tech Rewards experience. So you'll get both experience points on Tech Rewards as well as reward points that you can use for Newegg gift certificates, Starbucks gift cards, of course, Windows Store stuff. So.
Of course, yes. Of course, and yes. So Tech Rewards rebranded from develop.com, where developers go. And there are other kinds of challenges, right? If you submit an app to the store in the next 30 days and you get 100 points or whatever.
Yeah.
So there's nothing like that for learning. Now you're introducing a learning angle to it. If you learn this much, then we'll give you these many tech reward points, which you can cash in. Just like when you go and get tickets at an arcade, right? You can go and cash in for the best stuff you've ever seen. High quality. That's right. It'll last almost to the car. Oh, gosh. And you look at these tickets, you know, it costs 1,500 tickets for a sucker sort of thing, you know. And you're like, those tickets, they average out to 50 cents per ticket when you think about what you had to do to get them. Oh, well, anyway. I feel like I'm going off on a tangent. I'm sorry.
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit.
I was about to start telling a story about the skee ball machine.
Yeah, I know. I rescued the whole show just then by just interrupting you like that. That was terrific. All right. Noapproveit.com. That's where a developer goes to do it. It's only in February. After February, all the stuff still exists, obviously. But if you want to take part, you want to earn the rewards, you want to really do something that's cool and kind of do it with a community, February is the time. Everybody's doing it together. And you could pick from one of those, sound like three tracks. Are there four? Windows 10 game, JavaScript, is there another one? Or probably web, not JavaScript.
Yeah, web.
There's big data, which is actually it's pretty SQL heavy. Actually, if you want to really start at the beginning, querying with Transact SQL, developing database solutions for SQL, that's a great course. If you're hey, I want to be a data guy, I want to start with SQL.
With SQL. It's the finest database in the world. Absolutely. I mean, you have to start with SQL. You can move from there to other things, but you'll see everything derives off of SQL in the end.
It does. It does. Then the final challenge is. For beginners, if you've never even written a line of code in your life, you will go from zero to actually making stuff pretty fast. It's the intro to development, and those are all courses from Bob Tabor, super popular instructor, and he's actually going to be doing some live Q&A sessions with us during the month. He'll be kind of the captain or cheerleader for that challenge, and he'll be answering questions in the forums. And so if you get stuck,
awesome.
The instructor will be to help you out, and we're looking forward to having him on board. He's a good guy.
So if I've got some friends in high school, or if I've got even some friends in college, I can point them there to get started, and they can win points just like anybody else.
Yeah, your friends from college who are like poetry majors that need a job now, teach them something useful. I've got a master's in poetry, so.
Hey, that's okay. That's okay. We go to school for education, not vocation. I'm with you. It's no big deal. We're all the same in the end. All right, let's look where we are. All right, January, we knocked out our Ember, spelled EMB, not AMB, in case it sounds like I'm saying Amber for some reason. It's Ember. And that was, as well as we can go over to the YouTube site if we want to see some of that Q&A and some of the other fun things that MVA releases as well. But now as we approach February and we're going in, now's the time. Start dedicating time. Start learning along these paths, qualifying for these points. It's a lot of fun. And in the end, you'll know something as a result.
Yep.
I'm summarizing. Yeah, let's go do it. Excellent. All right. Perfect. There are probably courses coming in February as well, but let's not diminish Know It, Prove It right now, because this is the Know It, Prove It month, and the only day you can, I guess, really should take off is the 14th.
Of course. Yeah, of course. Spend that time with someone special.
Spend 1 hour with your spouse. Then come back to technology, right? Our true love. Great. All right. So this February is coming up. It's going to be fun. Can't wait to see what the results really were when we start talking about March and come back for the next show. Guys, I'll see you again soon.
That sounds great.
Thanks so much.
Thanks a lot.